Okay, we are here with the Sheltered. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
For sure, I'm Josh and I play guitar.
I'm Blake and I play drums.
Awesome. So, for listeners that haven't heard of the Sheltered, how would you guys describe your music and who are your main influences?
So we're like a metalcore band, and we really want to be a hardcore band, but still a metalcore band, so that's kind of how that goes. We kind of take influence from Vane, Boundaries, and if you don't really know who those are, like Knocked Loose, I guess.
Very cool. So, do you guys think that there's something specific that sets you apart from other bands and makes your music unique?
I think we're a little more technical than some of like the heavy bands in our scene. Not that like we're better at our instruments or anything, just like I think the music that we write is more, I don't know, it's less like beat down like bonehead riffs and stuff, which we like to include that stuff too and like get the people
Yeah.
moshing and stuff. But we also do like the more like technical aspect of the metalcore, I guess, and I don't know, like genre blending in a
Yeah,
way.
bit of back and forth.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love bands that are technical because you can totally hear it if you're like looking out for it.
Yeah.
So, where did your band name come from?
So we used to be a band called No Shelter. And I think the main reason we wanted to change it was because of Spotify. I mean, we like kind of changed our sound like totally too. Wanted to get like a lot heavier. And there was already like three No Shelters on Spotify. So we were kind of just like took the lazy way out, kept the main part of that there with the shelter thing. And I just changed it up a little bit.
Now we're sheltered.
Yeah, now
Now we found shelter.
everyone said we found shelter, which I guess that works.
That's great. I'm glad you found shelter. So I saw that you guys performed at the skate park in early August. What was that new venue like? Did you guys enjoy playing there?
That was a sick show. So it was kind of weird. There's this band called We Weren't Invited from Chicago, and it wasn't really like a venue. It was just a parking lot in North Chicago, I
Yeah,
think, Wilson
Wilson
Skate
Skate
Park.
Park.
And they just rent out a U-Haul and get a generator, plug the amps in, and if the cops show up, then try and go to a different
Yeah,
spot.
we had like two or three backup locations for the show, but it all went pretty well, actually.
A lot of people came. It was free, so and early, I think you're probably like,
Oh, we posted the pictures
yeah,
in
we
early
posted.
August. That show was like in May, I think,
Yeah, it
but
was May,
we
so
just got the pictures posted
yeah,
like earlier this month, but
free show
it was a
late
pretty
May, like, so a lot of people popped out.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys released an EP in May. Is there a song off that EP that you've enjoyed playing live?
I don't know, what's your favorite song, honestly?
I like all of them. I think the first track, Beneath Me, is one of my favorites to play live. It's got groove and it's got cool breakdowns in it. I like the
Some
drum.
wacky parts.
Yeah, I like the wacky parts that we came up with. Some of the drum parts are a little wacky. And it's got an intro sample, which I think adds to the live aspect of it, which is cool.
I think my favorite's Auditory Hallucination. That's why I forced it to be our single. But I like all of them, honestly. I don't know. I'll stick with that one though.
Very cool. I'm definitely gonna have to listen to it. I did not know you guys released a new EP, so.
Shoot.
You're gonna have to go back and check it out. We didn't promote it well enough. Some people missed it.
So, you guys released your debut EP about a year ago. How do you think your sound has changed and evolved with this new EP that you just released?
I ramble about this all the time. I think it changed a lot, which is kind of what we were going for. Like, as I said, we used to be a different band called No Shelter. And I want to say like two and a half of the songs on that were like old No Shelter songs that we just wanted to throw out there. And then looking back on it, I feel like it kind of doesn't really fit the vibe for the new like music we're making, but it's out there anyway. So we're really honing in on like that like newer metalcore sound. And we try and, incorporate as many like mosh parts as we can to it because that's what the hardcore kids like.
That's the best part, in my
For
opinion.
sure.
Fun question. If you could have one fictional character join the band, who would it be?
I was thinking about this before, and I got King of the Hill on the mind since it just got rebooted. So I want Bobby Hill in my band. I think I replace Caden, our front man. Sorry, Caden, and I add Bobby Hill.
That'd be sick.
I think he's got the
Bobby
talent.
Hill. I'll do. I can't really think of anything. I'll just do Rick from Rick and Morty.
Oh, that would be so fire. Get him on the drums for sure.
Okay. Oh,
Yeah,
that's.
yeah. What is your go-to Taco Bell order?
Ooh.
We were both excited about
this
this
is too
question.
specific. After every single show, we go to Taco Bell. I swear
That's
to you.
awesome.
I think we usually just get the combo, like the $5 box, whatever's the cheapest.
Baja Blast.
No Baja Blast for me though.
He's a diet soda guy, but I'm Baja Blast all the way, ride or die. I just
Yeah.
tried the new one that came out too, and I think it's pretty good. It's almost
I
as
didn't
good as the
know.
new one.
I didn't know there was a new one.
It's purple. It's like Midnight Baja Blast or something.
Dude, there's no way that's real.
Interesting.
It
It's
looks
not.
so real. It's as real as it gets.
That's
Okay.
crazy.
Fair enough.
So, what can fans expect in the near future? Do you guys have any performances coming up?
Honestly, right now we're like working like a bigger release. We're taking some time to like write as many songs as we can, record them well and everything. So I'm not sure when that'll even be done, or like probably next year.
Working on it
Yeah,
now.
like maybe spring you'll start hearing about some of that stuff. Hopefully earlier. I don't know though. But yeah, as of that,
We don't have anything booked specifically, but I'm sure we'll be back in normal
we have a
really
few.
soon. And
Oh, for Bloomington? Yeah, we definitely want to come back to
since the
ISBU
school year
soon.
starting again, we'll be back in normal.
It
During the
starts.
school year, normal scene is popping out. They
I
love
know.
it.
They
Yeah.
remember when we used to be able to book at the coffee house, there were like
Yeah.
no shows at all. I remember trying to book last year and you had to like wait till
Months
April or
in
something
advance, you had to get
in
shows.
like August. Everything like Tally was booked up, Meltdown was gone, Coffee House was gone. So I
Yeah.
don't know, maybe some new venues pop up down there or something.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
We actually have two new venues that popped up. So one of them's my house. So called
Oh,
the Roach.
should be good.
Well, it was very nice to meet you guys. I hope to see a
Yeah.
show soon.
Yeah.